Welcome to World Cafe Words and Music from WXBN. I'm David Dye. The violinist, arranger, singer, and songwriter Kishi Bashi is here today. That is the stage name for multi-instrumentalist Kaoru Ishibashi's solo project. He's done a lot in his musical life so far. He's studied classical violin and has played with the likes of Regina Spektor of Montreal, Sandra Lerche, and others. And he's previously been in a band called Jupiter One. We'll hear material concentrating on his second solo album called Light. And we'll begin, though, with one that goes back to his first album, 2012's 151A. This is called Manchester.
The last page, I didn't even look. I think I locked it in a cage. Wrote a novel, 'cause everybody likes to read a novel. It started with a word, and it started pretty well. About a rare and fragile bird that I couldn't even spell on the table. I think I left it on the table. I found the last page in the sky, cold and sweet like an apple. I found you, but now the story has its proper end. Oh, hello, will you be mine? Alive in a long time. All the streets are warm today. Hey, 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 hey. I read the signs. I haven't felt this alive in a long time. The sun is out, the sun will stay. All for the new day. The very last breath of the hero of our tale. Leave you only to guess, did he truly prevail in the sequel? I guess I'll have to write a sequel. I favorite parts when I die in your arms like a movie. Tragic, but now the story has its proper end. Oh, hello, will you be mine? I haven't felt this alive in a long time. All the streets are warm today. Hey, 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 hey. I read the signs. I haven't felt this in love in a long time. The sun is out, the sun will stay. All for the new day will be mine. The days are short and the road in my last ride. All the streets are warm today.
That is Manchester. That's one of the pieces of music on Kishi Bashi's first album called 151A. And we're having a chance to hear these wonderful arrangements with the string quartet today. Okay, this is This is such unusual music. It's unlike, it's utterly original to my hearing. It's incredibly romantic. I'm curious about your relationship with the lyrics, because you seem so oriented towards the music, and then the lyrics are a whole other world. And I'm curious as to how it is for you to write a kind of a romantic song like that.
Well, I mean, a lot of what Kishibashi is kind of a reaction to what when I was in a rock band. It was a very masculine kind of thing, you know, and just up front with the guitar. And I was writing all these other songs, so it's basically this kind of a little schizophrenic departure, which actually turned into my personality, you know, more like. So it's, I'm a romantic, and strings are beautiful, you know, so why not write love songs, you know?
Has it changed from the first album to the second one? Has what your vision is?
No, I mean, I generally stick to positive music, you know, right. Trying to keep it like uplifting or like engaging and surprising to some extent. But I think the process is the same. You know, it's like I sit around with my pedals and make up stuff.
Well, speaking, I'd like to talk before that, this songs with the string quartet, does that take you back to what you were originally doing with music? Were you originally a classical violinist?
Yeah, I was pretty serious into chamber music through high school. And then later on, I got into like jazz and all these and rock and roll and stuff like that. I mean, I was a metalhead in high school too. Side note, but definitely the string quartet medium is. I feel like it's like this perfected thing that I really want to, especially like champion. You know, since I know how to write for it, and then also it's a precursor to a larger like orchestral, performance, which I hope to do someday.
What's your favorite string quartet?
I love Debussy, string quartet, Ravel, Shostakovich, some of them, Bartok. I love the whole repertoire. It's a really rich book of music.
So how did the transition from that to being in a rock band come about?
I think everybody wants to be in a rock band if you're a performer to some extent, you know. So, I gave it a try and... I don't do it too much anymore. I mean, my show is like rock and roll sometimes when I have a drummer, you know, but.
Well, tell you what, why don't you do one which has a little bit of your looping in it? And so this is going to be a little bit different. There'll be more looping and. What else? Because
like beatboxing and all that stuff. So.
Well, I was noticing when I was listening to this record that all the first lines, even though you're playing with a string quartet, all the first time lines of how you recorded it were things that you could loop on stage. I mean, was it recorded originally looped, or how did you?
I get the inspiration from loops, but a lot of it from my first album was kind of through necessity. When I was a solo performer, and I wanted to be able to do these songs by myself without tracks, you know, so I had that in mind a little bit, but not so much the new album.
Part of also another thing I noted is that a lot of what you do is all in the upper register. There's no bass player here. There's no percussion. And that's one of the things that makes it sound so heavenly, I think.
Oh, like a ukulele, a string version of a ukulele.
There
or
you go.
Okay.
You've been with me for
That is Philosophize In It, Chemicalize With It. That is Ichi Bashi playing live in our studio today. And how do the songs start with you? They start with, I'm assuming, with the violin.
Sometimes I'll have a guitar or a keyboard and I'll make it out, and then I'll actually try and recreate it with loops. And actually then it re-inspires like a different setting, you know, sometimes.
Do the loops ever change? Because I would think you'd have to be pretty disciplined with that.
Do I mess it up?
Well, or in performance, do you ever get a chance to improvise with the loops or?
Oh yeah, like every night I usually, you know, take a second to kind of make something up, and sometimes good things happen, sometimes not.
All right, you want to do another one from this most recent?
Okay, from the second Kishibashi songbook, or the whatever. That's okay.
The second chapter.
The second chapter. Yeah. This is called Bittersweet Genesis for Him and Her. In the beginning, we were scrambled together, mixed in a celestial bowl and hand fluffed with a feather. And the tears of bliss were not amiss. It was a good day. The second day we created the earth, tickled in irony as we made love upon its girth, and to our delight the sun gave us the stars. The creation of the moon was a miracle of light, descended from the rift in the dark star of night. My veins pulsed butter as illuminated your thighs. On the fourth day we felt compelled to whistle, but how could we call the lovebirds to nestle and keep us company in this world anew and fresh? Today I paint to life the portrait of the sacred friend, the perfect wife in synesthesia. Together we will fill the world with colored wine, but the story nears the present time. Years have flown fast, but
then who's counting? The wars have been won, but there's still left standing between us and the shadows of Christmas past. Critically acclaimed, but sadly underrated. Fortune definitely favored us, but no one celebrated. Our wits were splitting at their ends. We gazed upon the city lights. We each laughed aloud one final time and agreed, this is one thing we'll miss. And as we held a breath and forced a will, the minutes stopped, the air stood, and minds began to unlearn their faulted ways. They blasted through the hills, they were the first to go and the most painful song. Cause we made them first, when we learned to bleed with the fingers and the seeds that we sowed in the dirt. And then we cried when we came in the glorious masterwork of a life. Again. We ignored the pleas, the forest and the seas. As we scorch the earth with our tears, we burn them in fear. There's nothing left. Nothing left. Nothing left. Nothing left. But us.
Bittersweet Genesis for him and her, Kishibashi. Live in our studio today on the cafe. And you've actually been here before when you were playing with Regina Spektor, and I know you've done some work with Montreal and a bunch of other folks. What is it like for you to go out playing other people's music? What was that experience like?
It was great because I didn't know any other. This is like a new experience for me where I actually, I get to play my own music, and it's like my birthday every day for 30 days straight when I go on tour, you know, but it's like... it's really inspiring. I had a really great opportunity to work with some extremely talented, inspiring artists. You know, I learned so much, you know, from them, just like their stage persona and their studio, you know, concepts and like everything like that.
And is there something to be learned about the repetition and trying to get things perfect? Because you talk about these, a lot of what we're doing here today is improvised on some level.
Yeah, I mean, the perspective that helps me stay creative and keep making new albums is that I kind of abandoned the whole perfection thing and took a kind of note that when I make an album, it's really just a snapshot of my creative outlet for that year. And then, you know, if it's bad or it's not well received, I'll just make another one. So I can take more risks. I feel like I don't have to feel like I have to have a hit or like a single or anything. So.
Gotcha. Did you grow up listening to Japanese music in the house, or how did you learn that?
You mean like Enka? Like, yeah. My dad does karaoke, you know, in the house.
There you go.
Yeah, it's part of my upbringing. Yeah, sure.
No, but I'm wondering if there is any Japanese influence in what you do.
Completely. I mean, I'm American, but I spoke Japanese. I read manga and I watched all the anime kind of growing up. It was underground when I was growing up, but now it's pretty mainstream. I don't know. I speak Japanese. I don't really think of musically being influenced by Japanese things. Mm-hmm. I'm more, you know, influenced by everything.
Any other music from around the globe?
Yeah. I mean, at one point, I wanted to be an ethnomusicologist. You know, I studied some Carnatic, Indian Carnatic violin. I love Brazilian music. I like Middle Eastern music, Persian music, and then I feel like I'm a pretty well balanced, music. Person, I think.
I don't hear that all the time in what you do, but there are certain lines and things that I can see some of that in.
Yeah, I mean, the one thing I didn't want to do is become a world, I know we're on the World Cafe, but, you know, it's like, I didn't want to be a world musician. I wanted to be like an indie rock musician. So I really tried to stay away from doing stuff too Japanese, I don't wear a kimono on stage or anything, you know, it's like, or have a gong.
Now, do you want to do another one? We have this wonderful string quartet. You wanted to take advantage of that?
Absolutely. So we're going to do this song called This Must Be the Place, parentheses, Naive Melody, and this is a cover by the Talking Heads.
Thank you. to be. Pick me up and turn me round. I feel numb, born with a weak heart, so I guess I must be having fun. The less we say about it, the better. Make it up as we go along. Feet on the ground, head in the sky. It's okay, I know nothing wrong, nothing. Hey, oh, I got plenty of time. Hey, oh, got light in your eyes. And you're standing here beside me.
This must be the place, a wonderful arrangement of that. That must be fun to reorchestrate that.
I always liked that song. But my friend actually got married. He kind of commissioned me to write it for string quartet, and that's how that happened.
Ah, that sounds great. Kishibashi, thank you so much for coming in and bringing the quartets. It's really wonderful.
Thanks for having me.
I'm David Dye. World Cafe Words and Music from WXBN is produced at WXBN in Philadelphia. If you'd like to hear more of our World Cafe sessions and get daily cafe alerts, you can sign up at our website at worldcafe.npr.org. As always, thanks for spending your time with the World Cafe.